ಚಕ್ಷುಷ್ಮತ ಅಂಧ ಇವ ನಿಯಮನ ಈಶಾ ವಿಶ್ರಿಷ್ಟಂ ಯವರುಂದ್ಮಹೇಂಗ ಆಸ್ಥಾಯ ದತ್ತ ಯದಯುಂಕ್ತನಾಥ ಚಕ್ಷುಷ್ಮತಾಂಧ ಇವ ನೀಯಮಾನ ಈಶಾ ವಿಸೃಷ್ಟಂ ಯವರುಂದ್ಮಹೇಂಗ ದುಃಖಂ ಸುಖಂ ವಾ ಗುಣಕರ್ಮಸಂಗಾತ್ ಆಸ್ಥಾಯ ದತ್ತ ಯದಯುಂಕ್ತನಾಥ ಚಕ್ಷುಷ್ಮತಾಂಧ ಇವ ನೀಯಮಾನ ಈಶಾ ವಿಸೃಷ್ಟಂ ಯವರುಂದ್ಮಹೇಂಗ ದುಃಖಂ ಸುಖಂ ವಾ ಗುಣಕರ್ಮ ಸಂಗ ಯದಯುಂಕ್ತನಾಥ ಚಕ್ಷುಷ್ಮತಾಂಧ ಇವ ನೀಯಮಾನ ವಿಸೃಷ್ಟಂ ಯವರುಂದ್ಮಹೇಂಗ ಚಕ್ಷುಷ್ಮತಾಂಧ ಇವ ನೀಯಮಾನ ಈಶಾ ವಿಸೃಷ್ಟಂ ಯವರುಂದ್ಮಹೇಂಗ ದುಃಖಂ ಸುಖಂ ವಾ ಗುಣಕರ್ಮ ಸಂಗ ಆಸ್ಥಾಯ ದತ್ತ ಯದಯುಂಕ್ತನಾಥ ಚಕ್ಷುಷ್ಮತಾಂಧ ಇವ ನೀಯಮಾನ ಮಾತಾಜಿ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಡಿಫಿಕಲ್ಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಯು ಲೆಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಗೋ ವರ್ಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಈಶ ಅವಿಸೃಷ್ಟಂ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಆರ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಬೈ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಹಿ Suddenly, Avarundmahe, we have to accept. Anga, my dear Priya Vrata, Dukham, distress, Sukham, happiness, Va, or Guna Karma, with quality and work, Sangat, by association. Asthaya, being situated in, being situated tat-tat, that condition. Yet, which body? Ayungta, he gave. Natha, the Supreme Lord. Chakshushmata, by a person having eyes. Andha, blind man. ಇವ ಲೈಕ್ ನಿಯಮಾನ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಕಂಡಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎ ಶ್ರೀ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ಗೆ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಪ್ರಿಯವ್ರತ ಅಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಅವರ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ವಿತ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಮೋಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ನೇಚರ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಮ್ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಅಸ್ our specific bodies and the happiness and distress we achieve. One must therefore remain situated as he is and be conducted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, exactly as a blind man is led by a person who has eyes with which to see. Please repeat. My dear Priya Brata, according to our association with different modes of material nature, the Supreme Personality of Godhead gives us our specific bodies and the happiness and distress we achieve. One must therefore remain situated as he is and be conducted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, exactly as a blind man is led by a person who has eyes with which to see. Purport. By material means, one cannot avoid the happiness and distress unique to his particular body. There are 8,400,000 bodily forms, each destined to enjoy and suffer a certain amount of happiness and distress. This we cannot change, for the happiness and distress are ordained by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in accordance with those decisions we have received our bodies. Since we cannot avoid the plan of the Supreme Godhead, we must agree to be directed by Him, just as a blind man is led by a person who has eyes. Under any circumstances, if we remain in the condition allotted to us by the Supreme Lord and follow His instruction, we will become perfect. The main purpose of life is to follow the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is such instructions that constitutes one's religion or occupational duty, dharma. In Bhagavad Gita, therefore, Lord Krishna says, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam braja. Give up all other engagements and simply surrender unto me and follow me. Bhagavad Gita 18.66. This process of surrendering by following the instructions of Supreme Personality of Godhead is not meant for any particular caste or creed. A Brahmana can surrender and so can a Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra. Everyone can adopt this process. As stated in this verse, Chakshusmata Andha Iva Niyamana. One should follow the Lord the way a blind man follows a person who has eyes. If we follow the Supreme Personality of Godhead by following the direction He gives us in the Veda and Bhagavad Gita, our life will be successful. The Lord therefore says, Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji imam namaskuru mam evaisyasi satyam te pratijane priyoshime. Always think of me, become my devotee, and offer respects and obeisances unto me. Then you will certainly come back to me, back to Godhead. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. Bhagavad Gita 18.65. This instruction is meant for everyone, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. If anyone from any division of life surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and follows His instructions, his life will be successful. The previous verse has given the analogy of bull moving under the direction of a driver of a bullock cart. The bulls, being completely surrendered to the driver, remain wherever he wants to place them and eat whatever he wants them to eat. Similarly, being completely surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we should not aspire for happiness or regret distress. We must be satisfied with the position allotted to us by the Lord. We should follow the path of devotional service and not be dissatisfied with the happiness and distress He has given. people in the material modes of passion. People in the material modes of passion and ignorance generally cannot understand the plan of Supreme Personality of Godhead with its 8,400,000 forms of life. But the human form affords one the special privilege to understand this plan, engage in devotional service, and elevate himself to the highest perfection, highest position of perfection by following the Lord's injunction. The entire world is working under the influence of modes of material nature, especially ignorance and passion. But if people engage in hearing and chanting about the glories of the Supreme Lord, their lives can be successful and they can be elevated to the highest perfection. In the Brihannaradiya Purana, therefore it says, Harirnama 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 Iva Kevalam Kalau Nastiva 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 Gatiranyatha. In this age of Kali, there is no other way, no other way, no other way for spiritual perfection than the holy name, the holy name, the holy name of the Lord. Everyone should be given the chance to hear the holy names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for thus one will gradually come to understand his real position in life and be elevated to the transcendental position above the modes of goodness. Thus all impediments to his progress will be cut to pieces. In conclusion, therefore, we must be satisfied. In conclusion, therefore, we must be satisfied in whatever position we have been put into by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we should try to engage ourselves in his devotional service. Then our lives will be successful. Hare Krishna. This conversation we are hearing from Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma came to convince Priyavrata, who have been practicing austerities and been engaged in the loving service of Krishna, by following the direction of his spiritual master, Sri Narada Muni. So when Lord Brahma came in front of Priyavrata, Narada Muni and Priyavrata's father, Swayambhu Manu, are already there. Since Lord Brahma wants to engage him in the worldly affair, so Priyavrata may not accept, since his guru is also preaching there. And Lord Brahma is giving something opposite for him to do, and he may not like, he may not be happy, or he may be upset. Therefore Lord Brahma starts his instruction in the text number 11. Yeah, by saying, Nibodha Tateda Mritam Bravimi Masuitam Devam Arhasya Prameyam. My dear Priyavrata, what I am going to tell you is not my words. You understand, you should understand that I am speaking on behalf of Lord Krishna. On behalf of the Lord, I am saying, this is not my word. So therefore, you should not be upset, you should not be you shouldn't take it otherwise, because vayam bhavasti tata esha maharshi vahama sarve vivasha yashadishtam. We are not independent. We are all working under the direction of the Supreme Lord. Vayam, he said, I am, and your spiritual master Narada Muni and your father Swayambhu Manu, we are all working under his direction. We are following his instruction. We are not independent. So we are under under the direction of Lord Krishna, that he is trying to continue until this verse, that how we are dependent on him. कि नैवार्थ धर्मे परत शतोवात कृतम विहांतम तनुभृत विभूया. How we can understand we are dependent? Because we have been changing our bodies in so many 8,400,000 species of life. We change, and it is not our choice that I want to have such a body in my next life. This is not. We cannot do anything. As soon as we leave this body, according to the higher authority or Krishna's injunction, we get another body. So we cannot choose. We may be going to another body, we don't know, either with four hands or with maybe four legs. So we are not independent. And then question may come that at least we can work independently. That is our independence. We can work whatever we want to. Bhavaya nasaya cha karma kartum shokaya mohaya sada bhayaya. So to work, to perform activities also we are not independent. Sukhaya dukhaya cha deha yogam abhyakta deshtam janataya dhatte. Because everybody wants to be happy and works hard, but he has to suffer. Why the suffering coming? Because of our previous the association of guna and karma, the sufferings are given to us. We don't want suffering, but we have to suffer. So to perform in performing activities also we are not independent. It's ordained by the higher authority Krishna. So Lord Brahma says, now gives another example in text number 14, that the as a farmer uses a bull in his field, and the bull has the nose pierced, and to control the bull, and the farmer uses that weak point to control the bull, and he engages them however he wants. So by following the order of the farmer, the bull has to work all day. The same way we are also, sarve vahamo bali vishraya guna karma damabhi. This rope, a farmer ties the bull with a rope, right? So the same way we are also tied with the guna and karma. The guna, satoguna, rajaguna, tamoguna, good, more of passion, ignorance and goodness. We are tied with that. And because of that, we simply work under the direction of the Supreme Lord. And we all working for His pleasure. Sarve bahamo balim yeswaraya. And we must be obedient to the our authority Krishna. Prota nasiva dipade chatushpadah. So in this text today, Lord Brahma coming to the point that is all provided by the Lord. Isha visrishtam evarundmahe. Whatever body he gives, we accept. And then we suffer sukham dukham. We enjoy sukha, happiness, and we suffer distress. Guna karma sangha. It is not given by the Lord. The guna, the happiness and distress is not given by the Lord. It is given, that we achieve because of the association of more of goodness, passion and ignorance. Guna karma sangha. Therefore, whatever position we get, whatever situation we get in life, either happiness or distress, we should be situated in that and continue our a duty. What is the duty? To be engaged in the devotional service, to remain in the direction of Krishna. The instruction what Krishna has given in the Vedas and Bhagavad Gita, we must follow. Just like another example he gives here, Chakshushmata Andha Iva Niyamana. If a blind man, the blind man cannot walk alone. He has to be directed by someone. So he will go wherever the leader is going. If he is going on the sun, his hot scorching sun, but then he has to walk with him. If he is walking in the rain, he has to go. Because he needs a leader, he needs a director. If he wants to go by himself without a director, and you can imagine what happens to him. He may bump in the tree, or he may bump in the into the wall, or he may fall in the well, who knows. So therefore he needs a director. So then he can, by tolerating the situation, as it's hot, cold, or rain, whatever. But at least he can see that he has eyes, he can see, and I'm safe. So therefore we have the same situation, we are blind totally. Ajnanate virandasya. We are born in ajnana, in ignorance. So who is directing us? Jnananjana salakaya. Jnananjana, you know, if you have experience, those who have weak eyes, I also have weak eyes, I cannot read very close. They use the black thing, what is called anjana in Sanskrit, what is called colorium? Or this, whatever it's called. So, anjana, that is called. So by using this, you know, it helps eyes. Something is there. By using anjana, you can see better. If you use it every day, regularly. Yeah. So same way, jnananjana salakaya, that the guru, the spiritual master, the leader, who is directing us, because we are blind. So he gives jnana, the anjana of jnana. So makes our eyes little potent, so that we can see. Jnananjana salakaya. So in this way he has opened our eyes. Chakshurun militam yena. I was born in darkness, I was blind, I couldn't see anything. But that person who is leading us, has given me some the light of knowledge. So now I can see a little bit. Who I am, what I supposed to do, what is my relationship with the Lord. So, Chakshurun militam. So Guru is the one who opens our eyes. Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. That we chant every day, right? Ajnanate mirandasya. And this is the definition of Guru also. What is a Guru? The letter Gu referring to darkness. And Ru means light. Gukaras tandakara syat, rukaras tan nirodaka. Andakara nirodhatvat guru ritya vidiyate. Because guru removes the darkness from our heart, from our eyes. Therefore he is called guru. So chakshushmata andha iva niyamanaha. Just as a man who can see can lead a blind person and take to the right destination, the same way we should be led by the Supreme Lord. We should allow ourselves to be led by the Lord. That means we should follow the instructions that Lord has provided for us, for our welfare. And in this way, not minding the happiness and distress, simply remain engaged in the devotional service. So the Prabhupada mentions here, his life will be successful in this way. You know, he is very concerned that devotees should make their lives successful. You don't want to rot here forever. right? Prabhupada had mentioned so many times that in this life, try to go back to Godhead. Why wait for another? This life we have in our hand, we can use as we want, but of course we can use as Krishna wants us to. That will be better. So in this life, we will be able to go back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada in purport mentions that the verse from Bhagavad Gita where Krishna says that mama maya duratyaya, this is difficult to cross. My maya is difficult to cross over. So what to be done? Mam eva ye prapadyante, those who surrender unto me only. Siddha Swami explains, me only means only to Krishna, not somebody else. You know, Brahma is the incarnation of Rajagun and Lord Shiva is the incarnation of Tamogun. Generally it is understood in Hindu ideas that these are three lords, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. And you can take anyone as your lord. And beyond that, there are many other demigods. They're all of them the same, they say. But that is not right. Krishna clearly says, Mam eva ye prapadyante, only me. Those who surrender unto me only, they will be freed from the clutches of Maya. Nobody can use, one can not be free by using his knowledge, by using his strength, by using his army. Not possible. All mental strength. You simply has to take shelter of him. You simply has to take his help. Manvala, tanvala, bahubala. Manvala means strength of your mind. Strength of your mind that you can control all the senses and you make yourself very strong spiritually by performing yoga and so many things. And you may be thinking that I can cross over, I can defeat Maya. Tanvala, you may be doing lots of gymnastics and becoming strong with a big muscle, and you think maybe I can defeat Maya. And chautho hai baladam. Baladam dam means wealth, money. By paying money to someone or by offering your lot of money to Krishna, you will defeat Maya? Not possible. Sura kishora bahuvidhi hareko harinam. One may try so many ways to overcome Maya, but ultimately he will be baffled. So only the way to go is harinam, shelter of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare ko Hari Nam, if you fail with all these tricks, with all these upayas, then finally you have to take shelter of Krishna and chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Sunori mene nirbal ke bal Ram. In Hindi they say, nirbal ke bal Ram. Nirbal means weak, strengthless, weak person. You know, you try to use so many different ways of your strength, strength of money, wealth, strength of knowledge, intelligence, strength of your bodily strength, you know, all kinds of stuff. But finally you are defeated. So Nirbalake Balaram. Now the ultimate strength for you is Ram, the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Nirbala Keval Ram. Nirbala Keval Ram. This has three different meanings though. Nirbala Keval Ram means the strength of weak person, strength of weak people is Balaram. Balaram. Balaram is a strength. So he can help you. Nirvala Kevala Ram, the same word. Nirvala Kevala Ram. Nirvala Kevala, the strength of the weak person is strength. The strength of the strengthless person is Ram. And the other, another way you translate the Nirvala Kevala Ram, only the help, only the shelter of the strengthless person is a Balaram. And the third meaning will be that Nirbala Keval Ram. Only Ram is strengthless. Keval Ram. Nirbala Keval Ram. Only strengthless is Lord Ramachandra. Lord Ramachandra lost his wife. Somebody took her away. He couldn't find her. He had to take shelter of so many monkeys. He had to take help of so many different people. He is weak. One time one wealthy couple went to see a festival. It was a Ram Navami festival in the city. And so many people, you know, gathered. So the couple, the elderly couple, but they are wealthy people. They alone went to see the festival. Ram Navami festival, big temple. They had a darshan of Lord Rama, Sita. So finally, they, when festival is going on, now that they have to go back home. On the way back, somehow, the his wife became separated from him somehow or other, and he went one way, she went another way, but how to find? He went some distance and there was another small temple of Ram. He went to pray, Lord Ram, my dear Ram, my dear Lord, I lost my wife. Please help me. How can I go alone home? And then the pujari came out and says, well, no problem. Your wife will be, you know, will make arrangement to find her. You go make pure ghee's laddu. Pure ghee's laddu, 10 kilo laddu, and offer to Lord Rama. So he accepted, he had money, no problem. He went, he ordered nice, very fragrant laddu, first class, 10 kilo laddu to offer Lord Ramachandra. He was coming. On the way, there was a Hanuman temple. And then the pujari of Hanuman's pujari, he found, oh, this is very, very smelly, something is going on. What, he came out and he saw that this wealthy man is carrying laddu, you know. He said, Shirji, what happened? Where are you going? He said, you know, I came to the festival and I lost my wife. Now I'm going to offer this laddu to Lord Ramachandra so that he will help me to find my wife. So Hanuman's pujari said, oh, you should be totally fool. Lord Ramachandra lost his wife, he couldn't find his wife. Now he will find your wife. Are you a fool or what? So he said, what should I do then? Are you offered to Hanuman? The Hanuman is only one to find Sita. You'll find your wife too. Come over here. So he brought all this laddu to Hanuman, he offered, and took it to Pujari sitting in bell inside, and then he went to the parikrama. He went to the parikrama, and when he came back, his wife was there. So in this way, he finds that Lord Ramachandra is weak. To find his wife, he had to take shelter of the monkeys. Only Hanuman can find it. So anyway, the holy name, Nirbala Kevala Ram, the strength of the strengthless people is Ram, or Balaram. That we have to accept. Otherwise there is no way. So therefore we have to take the instruction where Krishna says, Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mam evaisyasi satyamte pratijane priyosime. Krishna says, become my devotee. Think of me. Become my devotee. Worship me and offer obeisances. I will take you back to Godhead. No problem. So that is, we are in the right path. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Guru Parampara, we are given this this wealth of holy name, holy name and devotional service. That is good for everyone, and there is no boundary that only certain people can do and not others. Everyone can do, as Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport. Everyone can follow this process. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, everyone. So it's our great fortune that we can follow this process and chant together congregationally the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And make our life successful, as Srila Prabhupada has mentioned so many times. We have to make our life successful. Janma labha para pumsam ante narayana smriti. If we can make ourselves to be able to remember Krishna at the end of life, that is the success of our life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Any questions? Hare Krishna. These are Hindi proverbs, Hindi songs. They are not in the Vaishnava or Bengali songs. Okay. I don't know the detail of that. I have seen Radha Govinda Maharaj quote some of those Hindi things. They are useful. Yes, Prabhu. Yeah, once you surrender, then Krishna gives intelligence, right? Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti. That by using that intelligence, then you approach Krishna, go back to Godhead. That intelligence is Krishna gives once you surrender, and even when you think of surrendering Krishna, then Krishna is already providing you that intelligence. As soon as you think of, I should surrender. When you think of surrendering, then Krishna already provides the intelligence so that you can move forward on that path. Right? Anything else? Radha Prem Mataji. Mic, can I give you this mic? Yes. I don't know, it cannot go there. No mics.
Thank you. So, and we have me, who is not independent and responsible. And plus, you said that we have to follow the order of our guru, instructions of our guru. So in this picture of three doers, we have our guru also, and we have to follow his order. And plus, if I'm a wife, I have to be obedient wife and follow my husband. And if something wrong in, I mean, he's supposed to share like half of result of his pious activity with me. And if something is wrong, so who's responsible? You see, I'm following my husband and I'm following my guru instruction. And I'm struggling under modes of material nature, and actually it's Krishna who controls everything. So the question is, how to be obedient wife, good disciple of my Guru Maharaj, and do not blame anybody if something is wrong. Because by the end of this story, Priyavrata Maharaj, he didn't say, oh, it was Brahma who told me to take charge, and now you see I'm totally attached to my wife. So Brahma is, Brahma is supposed to be guilty, not me. And that was the first question. The second question about Sita. She was obedient wife, and she followed her husband as her guru. And the end of the story is very sad. And usually people blame Lord Ramachandra because of what happened with Sita. So what to tell them? And don't tell me that it's just Leela, because it doesn't work. So how do not blame Lord Ramachandra?
Now Sukadeva Goswami, after reciting the Ram, the pastimes of Rama in ninth canto, he says, Sri Sanginam Gatimiti Prathayansakara. Sri Sanginam Gatim iti Prathayansakara. What was the what is the purpose of the pastimes of Rama, Lord Rama, is that one who is very much attached to his wife, Sri Sangi. Sri Sangi, how they end up, that is what he is trying to show. You know, he's showing in his life. Lord Ramachandra, you know, Sita was taken away, and then he is crying, and if he is Ishvara, if he is Supreme Lord, why he has to cry in the forest, asking for the tree and the animals? Or he should find out immediately, because he says Ishvara means he knows everything, past, present and future. He should immediately go to Lanka and shoot Ravana, kill him. But he is crying. He's crying. Just as an ordinary person. When he loses his wife, he will, you know, that's his situation. He will go and cry in the forest or wherever he is, and ask the neighbor, did you see my, report to the police, where she is, I'm very worried about her, all that. But he's in the forest, he's looking, you know, asking the animals, asking the trees, birds, you know. Sri Sanginam Gatimiti Prathayansakara, how a person who is very attached to his wife would behave, how he end up, you know, the whole life, that is shown by Lord Rama. So Sukadeva Goswami says there, and Prabhupada has his purpose in it. That's the related to Sita. The first question. What was the first question?
How do not blame the Lord?
Yeah, not to blame the Lord, because nadatte kasyachit papam na caiva sukritam bibhu. You know, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says the Lord is not taking anyone's pious or impious activities. Agyanina vritam jnanam tinam uyanti jantava. The living entities are covered by ajnana, and therefore they suffer, and they are illusioned. So he has nothing to take, but because when he, the Lord, when he comes in this world, he works, he does things just like we do regularly. He does, in order to set an example, like he goes to Gurukul, He studies there, he comes, he does his grihastha life and provides houses for his wife, does all the regular activities in the morning, waking up, chanting the rounds, meditation, and giving charities to Brahman. All these things he does, as we don't normally supposed to be doing, so that we can learn from him. But ultimately he has nothing to do, he has nothing to achieve, he has nothing to gain, and he has nothing to lose. So as a supreme, he shouldn't be doing anything. But he does, to teach us. So he is independent, like he is beyond the material nature, he is independent, and he is not to be blamed. He has given the system, and you go through the system, you want to be successful, right? So, the material nature, rajogun, sattogun and tamogun, they are flipping us this way and that way. You know, when we are more of goodness, we become enlivened, spiritual knowledge, so nice, it's happiness. When we become inflicted with rajogun, and we are, you know, passionate, all this, and rajogun is ignorant, tamogun is. So since it's simply guna karma sangha, more of nature and the association, our association with them, and our activities. And basically, taking this, we move on to another bodies, sometimes enjoying, sometimes suffering. So, it is not to Brahma is saying that here, madhvakyam pratipulam matva mai asuyam karishati iti shankamano naham evam padami kintu man mukhena harireva tvam agyapayati iti vadan. So, Brahmaji is saying, Brahmaji is already thinking that Priyavrata may think that I am engaging him in sansara, in grihastha life, in the worldly affair, and something goes wrong, he may curse me. he may think bad about me. So that's why Brahma, in the first of all, he says, Nibodhatateta vidam bravimi. I am telling you on behalf of the Lord. It is not my words. It is, understand that this is my Supreme Lord's words. And he gives the secret of household life and also, you know, ascetic life. And then these four shlokas, he gives the reasons how we are not independent, and with different examples. And after that he will tell, yeah, okay, even if you think that you are happy being being ascetic in the forest, bhayam pramattasya vanesu pishyat. If your senses are not controlled, then you have problem living in the forest also. Living alone, being ascetic, you will have also problem. But if your senses are controlled, and there is no problem even if you stay in household life. Yatasa asti jita sat sapatna. So his sat sapatna, there are six co-wives in the future slokas will come. We are living with six co-wives. They are, one is mind, and Prabhupada says there are five knowledge acquiring senses. These six co-wives. If we have control over them, then we can be happy anywhere. If not, wherever you go, you will have the same problem. Hare Krishna. Does it answer your question? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Anything else? Mother, you want to say something? No? Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna.